Remember, Eric this morning, he texted and said he's not feeling well, and he likes this song on Heaven's Bright Shine. And Carol also, she texted and said that she's got the virus and she's been isolated in her bedroom. So let's remember her today.
Who?
Carol and Larry.
Wow.
Good morning, Sarah.
It's just due, I'm building a bridge. This is Eric's song.
Hope it ain't that one Biden went to up there in Philadelphia. Think they blow that one up.
Yep.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
That's the bridge I know.
Right. Before you get started, we haven't been here, so we've got birthdays for January. Who all's had a birthday for January? So look at all these hands going up.
Well, amen. Hallelujah.
God.
Something's on somewhere because I hear myself echoing over there. I'm just too loud for a microphone, I'll tell you right now.
Well, let's sing happy birthday, everybody.
Alrighty. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I got one next month, so be it. Get fair warning there, be getting ready, amen. I heard this early this morning. I got up 2 o'clock this morning.
I got up at 3.
I got up way too early, and Sharon probably said the same thing, but I heard this preacher this morning, and he was giving this illustration. I'll cut all of us. He had a lot to go with his. I'm just going to cut the chase, give you just the outline or the brief of this illustration he gave this morning. He said a husband and his wife was going to go down to Florida. I believe that's where they was going. And she had some business to do. She said, you go ahead, I'll join you tomorrow. So he went on down there and got everything all set up and everything. And he opened up the laptop there and he thought he'd send his loving wife a message. And he didn't type in the email right. And he actually sent it to a woman that her husband had just died and she just got home from the funeral. And she opened up her laptop, seen the message from her husband, and she fainted. This was a message he sent. He said, honey, I just arrived, and I know you're coming tomorrow, and I just want to tell you before you get here, it sure is hot down here. And like I said, it's just a joke. But he typed in the email address wrong and ended up going to this lady. Her husband just died, and she fainted soon she read the message, and her kids come over and couldn't figure out, hey, what's going on here?
Oh, my goodness.
But either way, that's why it's important about the message, amen. Make sure you got it right. Make sure you send it where it needs to go. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. Speaking of messages, my wife's in the hospital. She's got pancreatitis in her. She's done bed burnt. She's wanting to come home today.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick her up after church. I asked her what she's going to eat. She's going to be on liquid diet, Jell-O and broth. And I don't know how she's going to take her pills, but she wants to come home, so I got to pick her up. And remember me, remember her. I'm telling you, she's been sick this week. Very, very bad sick. Pancreatitis. I wouldn't wish it on nobody.
No way.
I heard about this book. And I was intrigued enough when I heard about it. I actually went and got me one. I ordered it, and I got one from my pastor. And he's not like me. He's like a duck on the water. I'm sure he probably done read his. He can read a book in a day. Me, I read about 25, 26 pages in it. But I do want to be, aware of what's going on. When I say aware of what's going on, let me mention this here to get my glass on. First thing happened to me, I broke my glasses when I got here this morning. So I know it's going to be a rough day. And does anybody know who Ashley Henson is? This is what I'm talking about being informed. Mm-hmm. Ashley Henson is one of our politicians. She's trying to pass a bill blocking your tax dollars from being used in the transportation of illegals into and throughout America. And by the way, that's your tax dollars being utilized without you even knowing about it or consenting to it. And that's why I'm reading this book. You'd be surprised what I done learned and what few pages I've read about it. I'll just tell you this, I'll sum it up like this. We're being lied to out of both corners of the mouth. You can't put crooks and criminals in charge of your country's finances and your country's future,
right,
and not pay the price for it.
That's right.
And I've done read enough this book, know this, everybody ought to get one, amen. Mm-hmm. And speaking of knowledge, I put, I don't know how to do what Brother Ed's doing, but I recorded two messages on COVID. I put them on the sermon audio Landmark Baptist Church internet site. I record them from a radio program. Here's why I put them on there. This took place January 2020, and not a peep got to you or me. There were over 200 doctors, and I'm not talking about Dr. Fauci, Fraudy. I'm talking about big-time doctors,
right,
that know the ins and outs about medicines and disease and all that stuff. Amen. The information they gave, each one gave their deposition. Each one gave their information. I recorded that program. I put it on the sermon audio website. And it's COVID in the Church Part 1, COVID in the Church Part 2. I didn't get all of Part 2. But I think I got all of Part 1 on there. But there's some very, very needful information on there along these lines. How not to get COVID. What to do if you've got it, simple. Does anybody know how much fentanyl it takes to kill you?
Not much.
2 grains of salt.
Yeah.
That much fentanyl, you're a dead person. Y'all notice all these young people dying?
Yeah.
These real popular actors, these elites, these famous, these rich people,
yep.
26, 27, 30.
Yep.
It pays to pay attention.
Right.
I'm preaching today, second message in the mandate message I started last Sunday on the mandate of being saved. And we'll take our text from John chapter number 8. I don't reckon I've got any announcements. But John chapter 8, for sake of time, I'll read verse 30 through 32 of John chapter 8. And this is talking about Jesus. And it says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Here's the purpose of it. Verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And what we're trying to do today is preach on the mandates of God. The mandate of salvation in today's message is the mandate of reading your Bible. And it can save your life too, amen. But we'll go to God in prayer real quick before we preach. Father, we thank you for the beautiful day and for those that are before us and those that are listening by way of the internet. We're so thankful, Father, for this little church, Lord, that does such a big work, Lord, faithful, Lord, in the things of God. Lord, people come, Lord, excited about coming. Lord, they sing, Lord, and make joyful sounds to you, giving praise and glory to you, Lord. I get a blessing, Father, just being here myself, hearing and seeing, Lord, the love of your children. I pray you'll bless them always. Father, I pray for those mentioned already that are sick. Carol, Lord, was mentioned, Lord, that she's homesick. We pray for her. Pray for Larry, for Serenity and Leirai. Lord, we know there's others out there sick. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for those that are getting better. But we pray for these that are sick. Lord, we just pray for those that are listening today. And pray this message, Lord, would be a blessing to them. And I pray, Lord, Father, you put your blessings on it. In Jesus' name, we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Our goal after getting saved is to know the truth and to grow. Peter talked about his newborn babes. He said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2. You know, once you're born, you need to grow. You don't need to stay a child. You don't need to stay a baby. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 21, John said, and we know that no lie is of the truth. And there are a lot of lies today being promoted in the church and also out of it too. Has anybody ever heard about the theory of evolution?
Yeah.
Now that, remember this. It was introduced by Charles Darwin in 1859. And now here's why I'm preaching this message today. With this theory, and get this, theory of evolution. September the 1st, 1994, scientists said evolution must be taught as an unquestionable fact.
Yeah, that's right.
A lawsuit will result if any teacher teaches otherwise. Now, Carolyn's done told me she's done got in trouble with the law. It ain't no fun to get in trouble with the law. But it started out as a theory. Remember that. 1859, evolution started out as a theory.
Right.
The Bible said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So in September the 1st, 1994, they used the law and said it must be taught as an unquestionable fact. I got a problem with that.
Right.
April the 21st, 2006, scientists said evolution should be taught as a fact, says the top scientist. They said that children from the age of 11 and up should be taught that it is a fact. Now, President Trump was in office when this and here, I think, hit. I might be wrong. He might not have been. April 21st, 2020, I say he was a product in this coming to be. Despite evolution's widespread acceptance, evolution is not a fact. It should never be taught that it's a fact. And it should be taught as a theory instead of a fact in our schools. Now, that's great. I like it. But let's go even further than what these scientists say. And let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. You don't have to turn there. Just listen to this. In Ecclesiastes, and we know God's Word, Jesus said, John 17, 17, thy word is truth. And we know it's impossible for God to lie. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, it says that God made man upright. He never did walk on all fours. Never.
Never.
I don't have to worry about being a knuckle dragger. He never did walk on all fours. Man never did evolve. But that verse goes on to say, but they, I don't know who they is, I guess this is science speaking, we're going with science today.
Right.
They have sought out many inventions, or as that verse says. It says, it's only by found that God have made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. The Marxists today, they say repeat it long enough and people will believe it, and that is somewhat true. The only thing we've got against Marxist theology is the truth of the Word of God. That's why this message is so important today. I'm telling you, if you don't know the truth, you might fall for a lie. Amen. Today we have gender identity, global warming, as well as other lies being promoted, you know, critical race theory and all that. What's that? 16-something history lesson they're trying to teach about America came to be, you know, before 1492 and all of that. And you know, these lies are being promoted and taught in their schools on the pretense that if you teach it long enough, it'll become true. That don't make it true. The Bible says that if man comes out of the womb speaking lies, and you know what? Man can't tell the truth with a mouth full of it. That's why we need the Word of God today more than ever.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we need it in the churches today. If your church is not preaching truth, get out of it. Go find one that is. Go find one that will preach precept upon precept, line upon line, hear a little and bear a little what thus saith the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing against preachers. I appreciate every man that's trying, but most of them ain't even saved.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you, we've got problems today.
Yes, Lord.
Big problem.
Pilate looked truth right in the face and asked this question, what is truth? John 18, verse 38.
Yeah.
Jesus said in the previous verse, verse 37, He said, everyone that's of the truth heareth my voice. And you know that discourse that went along with that, what we read here of John chapter 8, Jesus didn't just stop right there. He went on further, and I think right now probably a good time as any to read some of it. We'll cut the chaser a little bit. Verse 42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father. You see, that's a problem today.
Right.
If you've not been saved,
right,
you can't do this next one. You can't grow, because a natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them. They're blind leading blind, and they're headed for a cliff or a ditch.
Amen.
He said, if God were your Father, He said, you'd love me.
That's right.
I proceeded forth and came from God. They say Jesus don't even exist today.
Yeah.
They say He is a myth. It's not even true. Well, the only problem with that is they got so many witnesses they can't figure out how to do away with the credibility. I mean, He was seen of Peter, then of the 12, then at 500. Once Paul said, last of all, He said, He's seen of me. And they were eyewitnesses. They left behind a true report.
Amen.
You can believe whatever you want to. I'm going with God. Amen.
There you go.
I'm going to tell you right now, this land that we live in, I understand you got rights and liberties even though you're losing them day by day because you're falling prey and you've let go of what's needful. Pilate here, he said he didn't even know what truth was. That's kind of the narrative of our day. Now they're kind of hoping you won't find the truth. Amen. He said, why do you not understand my speech here in John chapter 8 verse 43? He said, even because you cannot hear my word. They don't want the word of God. They want somebody else's opinion. You know, Pharaoh, he didn't want the word of God from Moses and Pharaoh. I mean, from Moses and Brother Aaron. He went and got his sorcerers and his magicians, and you know, they kind of duplicated what Moses and Aaron doing, and he quit sweating bullets, and he said, I don't know the Lord. And he said, I ain't going to listen to you. But buddy, when it got to them lies, they come to Pharaoh and said, this is a finger of God. He got a little concerned then.
That's right.
Jesus said, ye are of your father the devil. Now Jesus was very loving and very meek and lowly in heart. But this needed to be said. He put the finger on the problem when he said, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do.
Yeah.
He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now he didn't sugarcoat nothing. He told the truth right there. He went on to say, because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convince of me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? And this is our last verse we'll read in this discourse. He said, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Now, the biggest problem we got in America right now is the apostasy of the churches and of our leaders. And I'm telling you, buddy, we need to get back to the old book. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. If you fail to read that book, you're going to fail all through life.
I
mean, I don't know about you, but I start my mornings out with a cup of coffee, a good hot cup of coffee, a Pop-Tart, and some. I'm about 3 days ahead of my Bible reading, but I'll read my scriptures for the day. The reason I'm ahead, I'm trying to read some in this too, and I'm kind of a procrastinator when it comes to things like that, but I do dedicate myself to reading my Bible through because I realize how important it is. But in these mandates of God, you have a beginning, and in the beginning, you're saved, and that's about all you know. I mean, they asked that boy in John chapter number 8 there. They said, what did he do to you? And he said, look, all I know is I was blind, now I see. That's simple enough to me, buddy. I got my eyes open 34 years ago.
Amen.
And before I got my eyes open, I didn't know nothing neither. But I've learned a lot and grown a lot since that day I got my eyes open. Amen. And you know what? Paul could not speak unto the church at Corinth. At Corinth, because they weren't mature. He said, I got to speak to you as babes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. Yeah. And the Bible mentions in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, let us go on unto perfection. We need to go on. Amen. Yeah. I mean, God gave us the things that we need to go on. And I'll have to read this because I don't want to misquote it. There's a lot of verses. But in Ephesians chapter number 4, he mentions in verse number 11 of some things that God gave. And I'm going to start at the latter part of that verse. God gave some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Why? This is next verse.
Right.
there will henceforth be no more children.
Right.
We got to grow. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see, this ain't heaven. No. I wished it was. Praise God, we could hang some stuff up. We wouldn't need it no more. But I need that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. I need that shield of faith. I need that breastplate of righteousness. I need that loins girded about with truth. Yeah. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. I'm telling you, there's a battle down here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get in a good, fundamental, Bible teaching, Bible preaching, praying church, and you will grow in the Lord and in His Word because you need a healthy diet to grow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you might be like me. You don't like to read. Or maybe you don't have time to read or you think you don't have time to read. Get in a good church. You can learn a lot.
Yes, Lord.
Just by hearing the man of God teach and preach the Word of God.
Yes.
And listen, if you got one that's good and seasoned, I mean, he's not a novice. He knows what he's talking about. Maybe through experience, he's been down the road, you know. He's fought the good fight of faith. He's kept the faith. I'm telling you, buddy, that's what you need. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Right.
We need the Word of God.
Amen.
It's needful. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend unto my words. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto all of those that find them, and health to their flesh. You want to be healthy? Get a good Bible diet. Get in a good Bible believing, Bible preaching, Bible teaching, Bible praying church. Amen.
Amen.
You need to grow. Amen.
Right.
Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, the warfare is coming to your door, my door.
It is.
They passed the law already, Brother Mitchell. They're telling me I can't preach against homosexuality. I got news for them. I've got a mandate from God myself. Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, he said, I'll receive a reward. But he said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Right.
I've got a mandate, amen.
Hey.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, I thank God that I know enough to preach the Word of God, amen.
Amen. Come on.
You got a mandate too. And that's to grow in the Lord and to grow to the maturity of a good child of God. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Paul says, till I come, give attendance to reading. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, you might not be much of a reader. I'm not. But you know what you can do? You can put that radio on that good old gospel channel instead of that other. That channel, you know, like that.
Hey.
That other one that you can listen to it and go down the road like this. Woo! 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 Put it on that channel right there. And you can get fed the Word of God.
Yes, that's right.
Through that ear.
That's right.
He said, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, to study, to show yourselves approved unto God, that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, we got our beginning when we got saved.
Right.
But then we need to start growing. We don't need to stay there.
Right.
We need to start growing to be able to tell others what the Lord's done for us. I mean, that boy in John chapter 8, man, he just got his eyes open. And as on him, I mean, buddy, like ants on a sugar. They was on him like flies on you know what. And they was giving him down the road. And thank God for Jesus, amen. Jesus come to his defense. You know, that may be John chapter 6. Hold on a minute here. I'll throw that in here. I want to make sure it's right. John chapter 9. Thank you, Lord. That boy born blind, soon as the Lord opened up his eyes, he was immediately attacked, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they pinned him to the mat. He answered verse 25. He said, whether he be a sinner, no, I know not. One thing I do know, he said, that whereas I was blind, now I see. That's pretty affirmative right there. But listen, you're going to be confronted too. You're going to be put on the spot too. Carolyn got put on the spot this week. And all she did was just park in a parking spot. And somebody thought he owned it, amen. So be ready, amen. And not only do you have your beginning, but the battle is growing of the things that you're going to be faced with.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, we don't have no excuse for having a lack of knowledge because we got a completed book.
Right.
Now, over in a third world country, if they only had one page out of this thing, it'd be the most precious thing that they had to possess.
That's right.
And they would treat it with respect. They'd rub the wrinkles out of that thing.
Yes, Lord.
Man, they'd kiss it, and they would make the best of that one page. We've got Bibles everywhere.
Right.
Richard, that came last Sunday, his wife Tracy, I just happened to notice a Bible in the back of his Suburban is how our conversation got started. I said, boy, I'd like to see a Bible in a car. And he ended up being a saved man. His wife saved. Even though I called her Stacy, I got close. Her name's Tracy.
Yeah.
They keep coming here. They'll know I struggle a little bit with names. That's Miranda. She called me. She said, Brother Eddie. She said, when you think about me, have you ever heard of Miranda Wright? I said, yeah. She said, just remember, my name's Miranda. That helped me more than anything. I appreciate her doing it, amen. But God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6.
Yeah. Yeah.
God mentions that in the last days that there'll be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. In Acts chapter 7, verse 57, they stopped their ears.
That's right.
They stoned the preacher.
Yeah.
Right.
They had ears, Brother Mitchell.
Yeah, they did.
They just didn't have an ear for the Word of God.
That's right.
And that's about how apostate we've become. They don't want Brother Eddie preaching. They don't want Brother Eddie teaching. They want to somehow silence, put the muzzle on the ox that's treading out the corn. Somehow they want to shut the church down. And I got news for them. This church built on the rock. That rock is Christ. Long as He's alive, the church will be alive.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, over in China, they're taking Christians and selling the organs.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the president of China.
Right.
That's Mr. Joe Biden.
Right.
Shaking the president of China's hand.
Right.
And here we are. I don't know how we got in this dilemma, but I know one thing. I know what we need to do. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull them down strongholds.
Right.
I'll tell you, buddy.
Right.
You know, I read a good verse this week, and it don't really go here, but I'm going to throw it in here anyway. It's in Proverbs chapter number. Y'all hear me all the time talking about Proverbs chapter number 29, verse 2.
Yeah.
When the righteous are in authority, right, the people rejoice.
Right.
But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Look at verse 16. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. I like that. I'm telling you, buddy, they're headed to the cliff, amen. They think, that they're going to divide and conquer, by the majority. They're going to somehow win. And I done told you what Psalm chapter 2 says. God's going to laugh at their feeble efforts.
Yeah.
But anyway, they stopped their ears at the preaching of Stephen, and they stoned him. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, they turned their ears. Matter of fact, I'll just tell you what it all says. Paul said, preach the word.
Mm-hmm.
Be instant in season.
Mm-hmm.
Out of season.
Mm-hmm.
He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yeah.
For the time will come,
amen,
that they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears and turn from the truth to faith. They're not turned to truth, they're turned from the truth.
That's right. Blessing God.
Today we got earbuds. You see these teenagers, they're walking around, they got something hanging out of both ears. It ain't earrings, neither.
Amen.
And I'm just going to, and they're working with these things stuck in their ears. Bonnie, I'm just going to guess. I'm just going to guess it's probably not gospel singing. No. Probably not Bible teaching. Probably not Bible preaching. But you know what? They've turned their ears from the Word of God to something else. They've either got earbuds in their ears, or they got headphones on, or they got some kind of thing they call a Bluetooth stuck in their ear, and they're talking like they're talking to somebody. I mean, no, we're saying, oh, this is too high. Hey, look, this is on, I'm looking. They say, look, this is on sale, and I don't see nobody. But anyway, they got Bluetooth. And, you know, I've had Bluetooth. I ate some blueberry pie one time. I had Bluetooth. But anyway, they've turned their ears from the truth.
That's right.
My cousin moved down here from Illinois about 30 years ago. He loved to deer hunt, Rita. And I did too. Now, I done got away. I don't hunt or even fish no more. I do hunt a little airhead every now and then with Donnie. But I'm trying to be more focused. I feel like this is a very important job. Yeah. I feel like I need to make time.
Right.
I feel like, you know, just I really need to give my all right here.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm making time to make sure that what y'all get ain't leftovers. It's steak and taters.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you, Lord.
He moved down here. Bonnie, he wanted to go deer hunting with him. I said, sure, come on. He got my old West 10 truck. Of course, you know, Brother Eddie, I got that. I mean, it's zeroed in. I can see him over squirming a little bit. You know, I don't know if somebody's singing or preaching, either one. Either one would be good, Brother Jerry. But he's, you know, kind of fidgety. That's the one that come up here, you know, looked at the bass guitar. That's my cousin. Remember? Mm-hmm. Y'all remember him? Finally, he reached over and turned my radio off. I said, what do you think you're doing? Mm-hmm. He said, I don't want to hear that. I said, look, buddy, it's my truck.
Right.
I turned it back over and I said, you want to ride in my truck? You're going to listen to that.
That's right.
He didn't eat him up, Mitchell.
Amen.
You know what he said when we got done deer hunting on the way home, Gary? You know what he said? What time's church start? You see?
Amen.
The entrance of God's Word gives light.
Right.
I told him what time it started. Brother Donnie. My amazement, kind of like Richard showing up that snowy Sunday.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Hey, he showed up.
Amen.
Rick got up there and preached like a Comanche Indian on the warpath. They gave the invitation. I saw my cousin, buddy. He run to that altar.
Amen. Bless
he
you.
Slid in there to that altar, and I put my hand on his back, and that big old whacking sob was coming out of him, Brother James. Hey, he rededicated his life.
Amen. That's a blessing.
He rededicated his life. He called me, Sister Carolyn. He said, you need to get over her. My wife wants to get saved. She's ready. Well, hey, I go right straight over there.
Right.
And sure enough, he wasn't kidding. She's ready. He done wore her out. I mean, when you get the real thing, you get excited. That woman in John chapter 4, she said, come see a man, told me all the things. She brought the whole town down. Well, that's kind of what his wife Susan was getting. And I come over and I said, Susan, is it true? You want to get saved? She couldn't hardly speak. She was crying. She's real, real humble, real timid anyway. And I led her to the Lord right there in the living room. She got saved. They both got to come into church. And they was going to the altar and they was praying. And being an inquisitive cousin, I asked them what they was praying about, Bonnie. And they said, we want a child.
Right.
And I said, let me pray with you. Not that I'm a great prayer warrior or nothing, but we was in agreement about them having a child.
Right. Amen.
They were barren and wanted children.
Mm-hmm.
And we was all three down there praying. The others joined us, and we was praying. Next thing you know, they got two children, Andrew and April. They both got saved. But you know what? That hearing of the Word of God makes a difference.
Amen.
We don't need this.
No, we don't.
We don't need this. We need to draw now. We need to hear.
Amen.
We need to grow. We need to read. We need to give the most earnest heed.
Right.
But oh my, I saw it in action. Amen. Try it. You might like it.
That's right.
Amen, brother. Mm-hmm. Some will go on. Some will give up. Paul mentioned about Demas giving up. He said, having loved this present world.
Yeah.
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, they're not all going to fly.
No, that's right.
Some will. Some break your heart. Some, you know, I don't know how to say this. They just didn't get it done right or something. They just... Just in name only. You know, I have to admit, I wish I could go through it again. I
would. Amen.
Man, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. I knelt down as guilty could be, as condemned could be.
Yes.
And I tell you what, within that quick of time, next thing I knew, I had the peace of God that passes understanding. I had the joy unspeakable, so wonderfully great. I went and looked in the mirror. I had hair back then. But I guess I was looking for a halo, I don't know.
You was floating, brother.
Yeah.
Floating.
I'm telling you, buddy. And I was excited. I went and told Mama about it. She shook a bony finger in my face. She said, when you get home, she said, you look up the word fanatic. That's what you are. And I hugged her neck. I said, thank you, Mama. And I've tried to keep it. I don't want that to ever change. I'm still fanatical. I run Daddy down, and I'm telling you, buddy, I had him in the corner. He's shaking like a leaf in the evening wind.
Yeah.
And I said, Daddy, I love you. You need to get saved. And Daddy told me, he said, Eddie, he said, son, I'm happy for you, but I just ain't ready yet. And that is true. The Bible says the preparation hearts of the Lord, time and season in the Lord.
Yeah.
And except the Lord build the house, they'd labor in vain to build it. And you know what? 10 years later, Daddy got saved.
Amen.
But I'll tell you right now, don't give up. The battle started in the very beginning in the garden of God. And it was over the Word of God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. That old lying devil said, yea, have God said.
Yeah.
And what he's doing, he's questioning the credibility of the Word of God.
Yeah.
Now, if you do know any Bible to any depth at all, there's a certain ring of truth to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the witness of the Holy Spirit. That's why it has that ring. I mean, somebody will say something and it just kind of like they flip a switch and you connect it with a verse in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I have it have me quite a bit because I do have quite a bit of Bible underneath my belt. I'm on my 19th time of reading it through, but it's getting through to me too. And it does quicken. It does make alive. But I hear somebody say something and I say, did you know that's actually in the Bible? It just blows their mind. Amen. I'm just telling you. The Bible, it's just wonderful. We need more Bible. And we need it more than ever right now. But Eve, she was questioned. And you know what? She couldn't answer that question. And we're told to be ready to give an answer.
Yeah.
1 Peter chapter 3,
right.
Verse 15. To every man that asketh you of the reason of the hope that lieth in you, we need to be able to tell them.
That's right.
You know, you may not be able to put it in eloquent words. You might just be like that boy there John chapter 9, all I know is I'm blind now see. I mean, I know we'd like to get it in certain terms, but be honest with you, just tell them. Tell them best way you can. They
that's
need
right,
what,
right.
You know, I had a man come to me one day and say, I want what you got. I said, go see Jesus. He's the one who gave it to me. That's the source of it's Jesus. You know, I wish the church could save somebody, but they can't. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can point them in the right direction.
Amen.
We
got
to somehow get them to Jesus. And if we can get them to Jesus, He can get them saved.
That's
amen.
Right.
But oh my. These mandates. We need to learn our Bible.
That's right.
We've come down to a day, it's kind of like the calm before the storm. I can feel it. I see a little bit of it already going on in Canada. And it's just going to start there and come here.
Yeah,
that's right. But they're shutting churches down.
Mm-hmm.
They're arresting preachers right now for preaching the truth because they don't want the truth. They need it, but they don't want it. They don't understand that the Bible is a letter about the love of God to lost humanity, how that man was in the world without God, without hope. He's a lost man on his way to hell. And in the mind of man, he says, God's a God of love. He won't send me to hell. Listen, your sins is what's sending you to hell. You're already on your way to hell. The love of God is trying to keep you mending up there. I'd have made it to hell, Brother James, if Jesus hadn't been stood between me and hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen them guys in hockey trying to keep that puck from going in that net back there. That's kind of like the way Jesus was me, trying to keep me falling in hell. He was making every kind of move you can think of, trying to keep me out of there. Amen.
Amen.
And they don't understand that. And you got to realize they don't understand that. Don't overdo it. Don't pressure them. Pray for them.
Yes.
Say, look, you need to get saved. And when you get saved, you can understand what I know already.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
And that's why I'm saying, God tells us to read the Word of God, mm-hmm. to grow in the love and the grace of God, to grow in the knowledge. We need to know the Bible. You know, some people know the Bible more than others, and I say hallelujah. I'm not jealous. I just wish that I had enough sense Amen. To read my Bible more. Amen. Hey, you know what? I'm going to go with what I got, yeah. and I'm going to try to get more. Amen. And one day, maybe, praise God, I'll get as much as I'd like to have. I'd like to be able to quote the Bible from one end to the other. I'd like to be a walking Bible.
Amen.
You know what? The more Bible you know, Brother Mitchell, the less the devil can mess you up.
Yeah. Amen.
Every false doctrine started because of ignorance to the Word of God.
Yeah,
somebody true. That didn't know enough Bible to blow their nose
right.
was in a position of leadership, and they couldn't answer a question, and they kind of wilted under it and got their dignity, got the best of them there, and they admitted to something that wasn't true, and started following a lie and believing a lie, and now they're promoting or preaching a lie. But I'll tell you right now, this thing right here won't do that way.
Uh-uh.
Get some Bible under your belt.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
You know, like I said, I don't know how long we're going to have a Bible.
That's right.
Let's just say instead of confiscating guns, they decided to confiscate Bibles. Then how important would it be?
Yeah.
I'm glad I could go a ways on what I already know, Brother Donnie.
Amen.
I could go a ways.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't starve to death. I could go for a while.
Amen. Bless you.
But boy, I tell you what, we're supposed to continue.
Yeah.
In the Word.
That's right.
We're supposed to give attendance to the Word. We're supposed to seek out of the Word of God and read. We're supposed to study to show ourselves approved. We're supposed to desire a sincere milk
yeah.
that we might grow thereby and get on to the meat. I'm telling you, we're in a dilemma right now.
Yeah. We are.
Of not knowing enough Bible for the hour we're living in, and you better stay in a good Bible, fundamental Bible church.
Yes,
Lord. I had a conversation this week with a young girl, and she's in a strait on which church to go to, and I told her, I said, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd go to the one God leads me to go in. And I'd go to the one where I'm getting fed, where I'm growing.
Amen, that's right.
You remember God told Elijah, he said, go to the brook,
right.
Cherubim.
Right.
What if he said I'd go to Beaver Creek, Sharon? He starved to death.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said, I'll command the ravens and they'll feed you there.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then God dried that brook up and told him, go to the widow's house. And he said, I'll feed you there. When he got there, Bonnie, she didn't have enough but for one meal for her and her son.
Right.
He put her on the spot. He said, look, I'm where God told me to go. Fix me a cake first.
That's right.
But I tell you what, most amazing thing was, yeah. she did that.
Yes, yeah, she did.
And then that meal barrel wouldn't go empty. Every time she went, she said, more meal.
Yeah.
That's right. A picture of the Bible. It's inexhaustible.
Amen.
Got plenty.
Yeah.
Never be barren. You've always got enough. I got to shut down. I told Brother Donnie, some preachers don't know when to stop. And I feel like I'm getting in that territory right now.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you for this message. Help us to be doers, not hearers only. Help us, Father, I pray, Lord, who might be a blessing, not a burden to your heart, Lord, we might somehow, Lord, give praise, honor, and glory to you each and every day, every breath you give us. Lord, every opportunity, I pray, Lord, that we would somehow, Lord, be successful. Somehow, Lord, be victorious. We pray in this and all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, get Brother Jerry, please. Let's everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Told my wife I'd pick up somewhere around 12:30, and I was watching the clock back there. It was beating me a little bit. That same preacher.